views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and feel the instant relief as you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. I'm back here in Kelowna after being in Europe, teaching seminars and going out to Stonehenge and just enjoying the changing leaves. The colors of the leaves are all changing here, and we're moving into a new season. And today's show, we are talking, Phil and I have my guest Phil, and Phil Free, and he is has been using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms way back in 1998. And he has been applying energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, his friends, his clients. And he feels strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents, and he grew up bilingual. He received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. And I first met Phil at a seminar in 2008, and we have been working with each other ever since to clear energy and to become stronger at moving energy in all sorts of ways. And so it's such a pleasure to have you on the show, Phil, today. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Cool. This show, I feel like the timing, Phil and I had spoken earlier in the week, and we were testing the energy, you know, what is, you know, the one of the major weaknesses right now for the planet. And we both felt like right away it came up the news. You know, there's a lot of news out there these days that is like not necessarily and uplifting. And so what we want to do is we want to work with the callers that call in, and feel free to call in. That's what we're here for, is to clear energy for people. You can call 1-800-930-2819, and we will be happy to take your calls. We're just going to talk for a little bit. I see we already have someone calling in from Poland. If you can just be patient and wait for a few minutes so that Phil and I can kind of just discuss a little bit what's going on in the world right now and what people can do to let go of the fear and step more into their power. So, Phil, would you like to just talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I just want to say that when you say we tune into the weaknesses, and, you know, the number one weakness is constantly change. So even somebody who listens to the program in a couple of days, it might be a different
weakness
going on in the world. Certainly, I hope this one isn't number one anymore after we address it. Well, I won't say hope, but we'd like not to be. So, yeah, as far as the media stuff, it's something we had talked about. So even today, we woke up to some news in Canada and stuff. So people, you know, are going to react to those things. And so, again, I mean, any energy that comes up there, whether it's, you know, fear, worry, or, you know, anger or whatever it is, you know, we're just going to center that, and the emotions that come up, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, there's a lot of information, and a lot of times there's, along with that information, that, you know, it's just meant to shock, and then there's not a whole lot of practical information that goes with it. So people are left to just be shocked and deal with it and things like that. And then, you know, also at this point, you know, the sources are, you know, we don't always check our sources too. And also even the sources themselves often make errors in their reporting too. When you factor all those things together, there's a lot to consider when they're reading information. Certainly, the instant reaction is something that we may want to look beyond. And because, you look at maybe the instant reaction is what, one of the tactics, if you'd like.
Exactly. Like, well, the information that, like you just said to me as we were getting ready for the show, that apparently there was a shooting at one of the at the war memorial in Ottawa just now, just a few minutes ago, or you know, this morning, and you know, it's kind of like there's all this information being put out there, and people quite often feel like it's not in their control to do anything about it. And, you know, and many times it's really not. You can't really control everything that's happening around you. Having said that, your attitude and the way that you handle it, and whether you choose to step into the fear or you choose to go inside yourself and get yourself really grounded and solid and strong, and then take a look at the information and start breaking it down into smaller pieces so that, you know, you can choose whether or not you're going to be afraid of it, or whether or not you can come up with some solutions for yourself first and foremost to get yourself calm and into a place where you can start looking at it from different angles. So that's always a good idea, whether it's information that is like global, or whether it's like, you know, government information from a particular city or a particular country. You know, you and I were talking about this yesterday, that even though it may seem like for one country or one part of a country that some information is really, really scary, or there's some terrible things happening, on another part of the world, they might not even have be aware of it at all, and it's not having any effect on them whatsoever. Do you want to just talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I can mention some of the places I've been to, and the places I've lived and things like that. I mean, even growing up, like you mentioned, in the Bay Area, San Francisco area, and then or in San Francisco, and then living in Arizona now, it's like the concerns are definitely different. I mean, just I'm not judging good or bad or whatever it is. I'm just saying what actually people are concerned about. And, you know, for example, when I moved to Arizona, I mean, there's a lot more talk about border control, you know, than when I was in the Bay Area. Out there, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about border control, understandably so, and that it wasn't right on the border or anything, but things like that. So obviously, you know, people will have a little bit stronger stance, you know, because maybe it affects them a little bit more in that case, whereas in San Francisco, there's all kinds of issues that people are not affected by over here, or don't, not necessarily affected by, but don't talk about as much or whatever. So, and then obviously, you mentioned I was bilingual, and that would be French, and having gone to France and all that, I mean, the concerns of the country out there are also different than here in the United States. So I noticed that no matter what country you live in, or no matter what part of the country you live in, you know, there's going to be some sort of issue that you're dealing, whether it's an environmental or a political or psychological or historical issue or something like that. So it's important to notice that, you know, maybe our issues aren't like so grand as we think they are sometimes. Another example is since there's an illness going around, nowadays, the Ebola stuff, that's also something that seems to come up quite commonly for us, whether it's media fabricated or whether it's, you know, actually happening on a widespread scale. Basically, you know, whether it's that, and then there's been other things, the bird flus in the past, other things. So there's constantly,
there's always a flu, and they always blame it on the animals. We have to go to a break here right now. And when we come back, we're going to, we have two callers right now. We have one from Poland, and we actually have someone from Ottawa. So you're listening to The Truth Is Funny. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
It's a fact of life that life goes on whether we feel ready for it or not. Change is inevitable, but growth is optional. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you make better decisions for yourself and your life. Start by clarifying a question or decision you need to make. Write it on a piece of paper, read it to yourself 5 times as you drift off to sleep.
Then notice what answer, insights, or guidance you get by the time you awaken.
Trust what you receive and make that decision boldly. Remember, this technique also works with meditation. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. And we have two callers on the line right now. We're going to take Joanna's call from Poland. And we also have Joy from Ottawa, which I love the universe. It's awesome. We could use some Joy from Ottawa this morning, I think. So first we'll take your call. Joanna, are you there?
Hello, everybody. Hello, Colette and Phil.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Joanna.
Hello.
Am I right that you called in maybe, I think it was about 5 weeks or so back that I had Phil online?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
yes, I called you twice.
Okay. So tell us what happened since you were on the radio show last time.
Well, on the whole, everything is okay. I just want to say I'm quite familiar with energy medicine, and I've learned emotion code. So I really loved your shows with Charan, and I'm listening to every show that you make, and both of you. And But generally everything seems fine, but I have just one problem that I cannot get to the root of it.
Okay.
It's finances. I want this. Seems never been enough in my life. I've been working on myself for years, maybe, and this is the thing that I'm just getting so tired of. And this is one thing that is, when I think about it, it does bring emotion.
Okay, good. Well, you're feeling emotion right now, so we just get you strong to the emotion you're feeling. What is bothering you?
There's some money coming in. There's
okay.
very much money.
Okay, and so on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is that, bothering you?
300.
300. Phil, I know you're like tuning into that right now, and we were talking. I know it's coming back to me now that when we spoke with Joanna before, it was regarding her children and their future, and that's it's kind of like coming up the future. So, Phil, what are you picking up here?
So, I mean, since you bring up finances often have to do with our dealings with other people, our relations with other people, in a sense, a business, that has a good image, people buy stuff from them, but then when they don't, they don't, and it like halts the energy in a sense. And then, so right now it's partly, the people you're working with, part of it is you're not strong to the people you work with or have worked with or the people you think about working with. Part of it is that, there's concern, I would say world concern that gets in the way of, your own financial businesses, if you want, or taking care of your business, right now. So, if there's something going on, for example, I'll just ask you if you hear something like, if there was like an economic problem, would that bother you? If there was an economic problem in your country, or even a bigger one than there is, let's say.
Yeah, well, not really.
Not really.
Well,
okay,
for me, the point is that I'm dependent on always dependent on people that have problems with money. And there's always never enough for me.
Well, that's what Phil is saying, is that you're attracting people who have problems with money because you have problems with money.
Yeah.
And so if you want to...
She has more problems with the people she's working with and her own energy with it. So when you associate with certain people, that's kind of what's weakening you. It's part of it is also they don't have the intuitive feel, the intuitive ability, or the energetic awareness to make the choices on the same level as you do, not only energetically, but just logically speaking too. So when you make a decision, you factor in a lot more than they do. And you can sense that when you try to work with them or whatever. So it doesn't, you feel let down in a way if you talk to them about money and things like that.
Yeah.
So we're just going to strengthen you to work with these people and not working with these people. And then if you work by yourself, you work with others, or you work with new people entirely, you can be strong to it. And you can make stronger choices and filter through the people who don't help you faster.
Yeah, it's coming up. The word help, that if you're working with clients, that a lot of people, there's a lot more resistance to change than you recognize I'm getting. And so we just strengthen you to that the resistance to change is often because people don't feel that it's going to go better. And so we just strengthen you that if there's change happening in your life, that you're going to be strong to change for the better, and that anyone that you work with, that whether or not they're aware of it or not, that that they are going to feel the change. And it's kind of coming up as a weakness that when you work with people, they don't correlate the change that happens for them to you. And so that's really common. So we just strengthen you to that, whether or not you're appreciated 100% is coming up weak. And so we just strengthen you that you start noticing for yourself what you're shifting, and you notice the shifts yourself, so that the result that you get is more dependent on yourself rather than the people outside of you, and then just strengthening that they could also feel that result. There's a weakness for you that if you help someone once, let's use that, change that word to empower someone, that they'll keep expecting you to empower them every time. And so we just get you strong to that also, that their circumstances can change as well as your circumstances. And so we just strengthen all of the different angles of the information that are coming in. And there is a weakness actually to the country that you live in right now, being affluent is what's coming up. So we just strengthen everybody's perception around that. And how are you feeling right now? Like, are you noticing a shift?
I do. I'm quite sensitive. I do feel better. The emotions that I felt like crying, it's completely gone. Almost gone.
It's okay to cry. Crying is...
I know. I'm a cry baby.
I cry quite a lot. It's okay to cry when you're, to let it go. Because this is what a lot of people don't realize, especially when there's a lot of energy shifting. There's a sentimental sadness there of letting go of a part of yourself that you want to hang on to. The resistance to change quite often is so much greater when people are stepping into their power than when they're in, staying where they were. Phil, what else would you like to say to Joanna here?
Small goals. I would say that right now, it feels like from my, from what I'm sensing that, You are trying to change too much things, too much of the world at once. And it's important that you focus on small goals, like immediate goals, goals for yourself, for the household, for your family, things like that, improve your quality of life. Not put so much attention on other people's business is what I'm getting. Everybody has a responsibility to take care of their own business. And if you're not taking care of a certain responsibility of yours because you're taking care of somebody else's, then that's ultimately your responsibility. So in other words, make sure you take care of yours. Make sure you have the quality of life. And I know it's hard to be isolated. It's not like you can isolate yourself from the rest of the world and live in a castle and everybody else is suffering or whatever all the time. But still, I'm just sensing in your life, there's still some things, just very simple, practical things. And even as far as creating new experience, if you want to create a new business, a new anything, with money, with anything, a lot of times it's good to get rid of something old, sometimes letting go of old weight. So is there stuff around your house that you don't need anymore, or things like that? Sometimes it could be people. So things like that.
So I just want to check in with you, Joanna. Yeah. What are you experiencing right now?
At the moment, I have hope. I have hope. For changes, I wanted to add, a few days ago, my husband, that he's in a different country, he called me because he's a breadwinner, main breadwinner in a family. And he called me that he broke his hand and he might not be able to work anymore. And all that is like, it's like for him, breaking a hand is such a big issue that almost, and I say there's people that don't have, both limbs or everything, and they still do and still do the living. And it's so also disempowering. It's like, putting so much trouble on me that I have to comfort him. And
okay,
all the situations
so let's just
also,
take a deep
also
here.
Difficult for me.
So you just want to take a deep breath? And we just strengthen you to going inside yourself here. And this is part of what Phil was saying, is that you're focusing on people outside of yourself and saying that you have to, make things better for them. So we're just going to strengthen you that you're going to start making things better for you. And that you're going to notice that your reactions to what's going on around you with the people around you. And we just get, your husband strong like that. He gets 100% proper care. And, the reasons why people break a limb or break a hand, break an arm, break a foot, those are all, the accident, whatever happened, it's there's something underlying it. So we're just strengthening him to that because we have... two other callers on the line that we want to get to.
Yes.
So I just want to check
so
in
much.
Really quick here because we're going to another break. What are you feeling right now in this moment?
I feel good.
Good. Awesome. Thank you for calling in, Joanna.
Yes,
and when we come back, we will take our next caller, who is Joy from Ottawa. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. We will be right back and make some more shift happen.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Let me introduce you to my friends at Galeos Dressings and Marinades. In 1996, in Newport Beach, California, chefs Andre and Gordana, both schooled in European traditions, created the most incredible dressings and marinades. But they're not just dressings and marinades. Think about this. What if you could buy a dressing and a marinade that was low in fat, low in sugar, and by the way, had all of the juicy ingredients? No MSGs, no gluten, GMO-free, no artificial flavors, no colors or preservatives. Isn't it amazing? It's almost too good to be true. But find out for yourself. Go to GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com. And check out all of the dressings, all of the marinades, and order online for getting yourself free shipping. Or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. It is an incredible way to kick off this fall season.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I found out that you care for another guy.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free here with me today. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. We have a caller on the line that we're going to talk to now, and it is Joy from Ottawa. I love it. Joy, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me? It's actually Julie from Ottawa.
Oh, it's Julie. I thought it said Joy.
I'm one of your students in Ottawa.
It did say Joy. So that's cool.
Well, that's great. Maybe that's my true name.
it seems appropriate for this morning. So, Julie, what can we do for you today?
I'll use a bit of Joy. I guess today I'm calling various things, but I feel like on the cusp of just sort of moving forward with things. Like, I just really kind of want to get my own creative voice out, but I'm just stopping myself in all sorts of ways. And
okay, like what? Can you just give me an example of what one of the ways is that you're stopping yourself, or that you feel you're stopping yourself?
I will drop everything and go help others.
Okay.
I will just find ways to get distracted. I'll be on Facebook, you know, instead of writing or drawing. I guess there's also the very real issue of just, I'm not working at the moment. So there's that kind of feeling like, oh, I need to be pragmatic and, you know, deal with the real world and get a real job. And the whole part of me just doesn't want to do that at all. So there's a lot of tug and war going on.
Okay.
Internally.
So just take a deep breath here. And we're just going to ask you to take a number from 0 to 10, like 10 being this is like bothering you the most, or, you know, 0 not that much or is gone. Where are you right now?
I feel like I'm jumping out of my skin almost, but I'm going to say 8 for some reason.
Okay, awesome. Phil, she's at an 8 right now. That's a little bit weak, actually. It feels like it's dropping already. But Phil, what are you picking up?
Okay, picking up a few things. On a very just general level, I mean, just centering your energy right now. It seems like a little bit of a whirlwind. There's a little bit of panic in your voice or something, so we're just going to strengthen that. So it's like despair, too, so we're strengthening you to that, too. So again, when... some of it, so since the topic is, you know, information today and all that, and I find that you're kind of being affected by that. So it's a good example. It's a good time to bring it back up because there's a lot of information, obviously, all around us. You know, it's hard to escape it almost. So we want to really feel. I mean, part of the having so much information is meant for us to react to it. And then when we're constantly reacting while attempting or accomplishing our own goals in life, or, you know, doing what we need to do, it's very distracting and starts to have psychological and other impacts on us. So right now it's just being able to listen to yourself, to listen to what you feel strong about, what you don't. And you'd be surprised that, you know, things that you think you're supposed to react to, you may not want to react to. Again, I mean, depending on your country, since we talked about that too earlier in the show, you know, different countries have a different morals too, and therefore different emotional responses to situations. Some countries will get outraged over this, and other countries will be over that. So for you, you know, you have your own opinions, what you will and won't get outraged about, and it won't necessarily be what every, you know, person in your country is outraged about, or, you know, whatever it is. So for you, it's really finding the authority within you and really not believing so much what you hear outside of yourself and finding what you feel strong about, what you don't. You know, that's really the base for our work in many ways, is understanding the fundamental difference about, you know, when we feel at ease, imbalance, and when we don't. We feel not at ease, dizzy in a way. So that's the key thing. When you really get to that, you can really center yourself. You can hold your you know, your energy in your midline here, and just basically you'll just keep your energy centered. Anytime you feel rattled, you put your energy on this midline, you know, like a prayer motion, you know. You can hold your hands there like they do in prayer if you want, just for a moment if you want, or just imagine that for a moment. So there you go. How do you feel?
Better. My face is quite flushed for some reason. So
Yeah, I was picking up right away when you said that about feeling like you're climbing out of your skin. Yeah. It's kind of like you are making choices right now to follow your heart rather than follow your head. And that's not, you know, people quite often will say that's, you know, like you have to think before you speak and you have to think. And a lot of our thinking is actually comes from the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is not really our thoughts. It's the collective thoughts and our parents' thoughts and our ancestors' thoughts of what happened, you know, when you were a little girl more. And so we just want to strengthen you to allow yourself to go inward, as Phil said, and to feel your heartbeat and feel the calmness of that and just allow yourself to step into your power. And so a lot of times when people say that they're trying to climb out of their skin or they feel itchy, it's because they're itching to do something. And so we just strengthen you to what it is you authentically, your authentic self, your body, soul, and spirit combined, what you want for yourself. And like the false obligations of society, I mean, you know, we have to address those because we live in a third dimensional world, but we want to be strong to doing it in our own way, each and every one of us. And we just want to strengthen that for everybody out there, because all of this information that is out there, information is energy, and that energy, you can utilize it to work for you, or you can let it, you know, knock you off center and start looking outside of yourself for someone else to fix or to, you know, help. And so instead of that, we just want to, like Phil said, just really get you centered here, really define your goals so that you can move, take immediate steps of action. And when you feel that you're attracted to outside distractions, just remembering to go inside and allowing yourself to breathe. So, and, you know, center yourself and then remind yourself what your goal is. And so right now, what number are you at?
Five or three popped in my head. And I guess the thought was, I don't know if I feel my goals are really that important. There's like that part of me that sort of, like I'll have it. And there's something there that's like, I'm
pushing
myself away.
Well, that's good. The more important your goals are, the harder they are to achieve. So let's get you strong to lightening up and recognizing that, you know, the world will turn without you. It always has. The universe is spiraling right now. The world is moving. We're all moving very quickly here. And so this is more like about how you're perceiving it. And we just strengthen your perception here. I was getting a very strong three. Phil, what else do you have to add here?
Yes, I'm just going to ground your energy a little bit more. Still like, still a little bit rattled. Like, okay, so it's like really finding that center, really finding that authority within for you. That, again, that there's nobody, it's like, who can tell you what to do ultimately in a crisis situation or in a big situation? It's only you, you know, and ultimately you got to learn to listen to yourself. And right now it's like you don't trust yourself. And, the way you're going to learn and develop that trust is by doing what I've mentioned to you. All right. So you learn, you just gauge the difference between what you know, when you feel rattled and when you feel centered. All right. When you feel balanced and when you don't, in other words. And when you don't feel balanced, just put your attention on that midline, like I told you to. Start with that and just make it a daily practice of doing that, noticing yourself. When you do that more, you'll make stronger decisions.
And when Phil says make it a daily practice, he means like often throughout the day. You want to be strong to your daily routine, and in your case, strong to the lack of your daily routine. Not having work right now, you know, like being in that place where you can go inward and find yourself. So we just strengthen that 100% for you. What number are you at now?
One is popping up in my mind.
Yeah. See, your perception is having trouble. It's bothering you that you could be so bothered by something and then not have a bother.
Right.
And so we just strengthen you that you can give up all the bothers around you. And you could even not be bothered by yourself anymore. And just start stepping into your power. And I guarantee you, you'll have more fun doing
that
it that way.
That would be great. That would be great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
We do have to take another quick break here right away. So I just want to thank you for calling in. We have another caller that we're going to take after the break here. And Phil, thank you. Like I can feel, Julie, I can really feel you shifting really big time right now. So allow yourself to feel it and enjoy it. You don't have to be rattled by it anymore, okay?
Okay, thank you.
That's
so
like
much.
A rattlesnake, you know, when it's shedding its skin. The rattle is warning other people, actually, that, hey, I've arrived.
Thank you.
Don't step on me. Good, cool. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. I'm here with Phil Free. We are here to shift energy. We have one more caller on the line. When we come back, we will take that last call, Chelsea, and we will make some more shift happen.
So wrong for so long, only trying to please myself.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
It's a fact of life that life goes on whether we feel ready for it or not. Change is inevitable, but growth is optional. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you make better decisions for yourself and your life. Start by clarifying a question or decision you need to make. Write it on a piece of paper, read it to yourself 5 times as you drift off to sleep.
Then, notice what answer, insights, or guidance you get by the time you awaken.
Trust what you receive and make that decision boldly. Remember, this technique also works with meditation. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Phil Free, who is a very amazing energy worker, very fast. You can feel shift happening a lot here this morning very quickly. Phil and I were just kind of laughing about photoshopping that, you know, when you look at pictures of people, you know, famous people, the original pictures, and then after they're photoshopped, and how, you know, we can't really run around photoshopped in real life. So that's why we want to be really strong to who our authentic self, who we really are. I just wanted to mention that if people want to reach me, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. If you want information about the seminars that I teach with Mark Kettenbach, you can reach me at energeticupgrade.com, and also on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, The Truth is Funny with Colette. And I also just wanted to ask you, Phil, if you could share your information with the callers in case they want to connect with you.
Sure. If they want to connect, they can connect through email. Send them at whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil at hotmail.com.
Awesome. So we have Chelsea on the line here. Chelsea, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good, good. So what's going on, Chelsea? What can Phil and I help
you
with?
I'm just calling in for my 7-year-old daughter. She's been having issues sleeping. I put her to bed, and she wakes up crying because she can't shut her mind off. She said she's not getting in a deep sleep at all.
Okay. We just want to get a baseline here. How much is that bothering you?
It's bothering me because I need her to be able to have a good day at school and function properly with a full night's sleep. So
okay.
It's probably bothering me about a 6.
A 6? Okay. So, Phil?
Mm-hmm. Okay. To me, a few things already. So, the first most obvious thing, and I don't know exactly what her daily life routine is, but, In most cases like this, just the common sense thing is that she's not getting enough exercise in a way. Like she's not getting energy out, and she's restless.
Oh.
In other words. And so she needs to run around more is what it feels like. I'll just start there.
Okay.
Anything?
Yeah, no, I'm, you know, Phil has 4 daughters, so you've asked the right guy. So go for it, Phil.
Including a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Phil has 4
yeah,
daughters.
Yeah, I will try
so.
That.
You know, Phil, like this exercise thing. What are you feeling? Like she's like kind of. I'm getting an energy. Like she's almost like explosive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's she's so restless inside right now. Yeah, so it is almost explosive. So, she has a lot of energy. That's a thing. So it's just like, you know, a lot of parents want to contain, you know, and schools want to contain their energy all the time, you know. There's a whole lot of research.
She told me when she goes
around
to bed, she can't shut her mind off. So the exercise would be able to slow the mind down when she goes to bed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like her physical body can't contain her energy.
Okay.
It's like, and so when she goes to lay down at night, you know, and everybody's trying to relax her and get her to sleep, she's she's not able to do that. And so we just strengthen, you know, that everybody's expectations of her. And also a lot of times when children have a lot of energy like her, it's not, they get kind of people want to contain that and they want to push it down and they want them to sit still. I mean, I'm just getting that the expectations for someone with the amount of energy that she has. She's using so much energy during the day to at school, it's coming up, to contain herself, that by the time she gets home, she's just like ready to, you know, run around screaming like a banshee almost. So that's just what I'm picking up. And so at home, she's allowed to express herself. At school, she's holding herself back is what I'm getting. Phil, what else are you picking up about her daughter?
Yeah, I feel you're pretty right on there. It seems like, yes, there's a lot about the containment thing. And there's, you know, some people just have a lot of energy, you know, and in the case of...
Yeah, you know, I find she wears me out.
She wears you out?
Right. Well, exhausting.
Well, you know... the main thing is just, if she has, you know, for her having like outdoor space to play would be great, you know, if she has some, you know, she's just like got a big energy, you know, so I don't know. So there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, one of the things you could do is just keep her under your wing a little bit more, keep her more active, just even in the house with the chores, have her, you know, a lot of parents think, especially mothers think like they don't get the children involved in the chores, you know, but it's like the children.
Yeah, I've been making her, getting her to help me do dishes and
then
stuff
the mother's
like that.
Doing chores and then they're just sitting there all restless. And it's like, instead they should just do those two things together, do the chores together. And then they have time to play together too. So, just keep her active, keep her under your wing, I'm getting. And, you know, if she's just busier and more stimulated, then, you know, she won't be as restless.
Yeah, and I'm like, Phil and I have talked about this quite a bit because Phil, you know, he's a great dad and he, you know, he gets his kids to participate in chores, but he doesn't make it like, you know, not fun. And so like, as soon as you say the word chores, a lot of people go weak to that. And so let's just strengthen that, you know, it could be less of a chore and more like that you would be cooperating with each other to make your home life more pleasant, okay? So that when she does go to bed, that she feels like she has participated in making your life better and her life better rather than wearing you down or wearing the teachers down. Really, she's got a lot of energy, and a lot of people are jealous of her because she has so much energy. That's what's coming up. You know, when you get in touch with her right now, how does it feel to you?
Feels a little bit calmer now.
Yeah, so this is about you, like Phil said, taking her under your wing and really allowing yourself to not think there's something wrong with her because she has all this energy, or that there's something wrong with you as a parent, you know, that you know, you're doing something wrong. That's coming up a lot, right and wrong energy. This isn't about right and wrong. This is about utilizing her energy in the most powerful way that you can and that she can. Phil, what else advice do you have for Chelsea here?
Okay, yeah. Another thing is, just what we believe about being a parent and things like that. So right now, it's like societal things, whatever you want to call them, you know, media, parental, whatever you want to call them. Just all those things. So we're just going to strengthen you to all those things. You don't have to believe any of it. And, you know, believe what is suitable, you know, or what, you know, what you find out is true. Put it that way. You don't need to believe anything blindly. So in other words, you know, when it comes to being a parent, when it comes to making decisions with your child and what you feel strong about, it's like you don't have to follow every norm just because it's a norm. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing or how they do it. One of the things I know is that most people think, again, you know, we do these things for our kids, you know, so they grow up and be independent and do things, you know, and very few of us ever think about teamwork. Like, we're all a team. Like, this family is a team, and this is, you know, hey, my well-being affects your well-being, which, you know, affects other people's well-being that we interact with. And, you know, it's really a chain that extends through all of humanity. So really, it's like we're all a team here on this planet. You know, it doesn't matter if it's your family or your neighbor, whoever, we're all a team. And when we don't lose sight of that, it's a little bit easier to parent and to keep track of, you know, like, wait, we don't have to do everything perfect or what the way we're told to do, or we don't have to prepare them for college. Like, that's the most important thing ever. Sometimes we think that, you know, it's like, wait, you know, human relationships and love and things like that, and unconditional love, things like that. It's just, those are more important, you know, and having the basics and having a good quality of life, you know, whether you went to college or not. A lot of the most successful people in this world did not go to college or dropped out of college. So, again, I mean, our value system is twisted. And I would just say, get in touch with what your values are and, you know, and take care of those, you know, make those your priorities. It'll be a lot easier to parent that way.
Phil, that's so well said. Chelsea, back in the day when I was raising children your age, I put a lot of effort into being the mom that I thought I was supposed to be, rather than the being my authentic self with my children. And that would be my advice to you. We've run out of time here, so we have to go. You can email me, anyone can, at info@thetruthisfunny. Let me know how you're doing. I would love to hear from you. Just let me know what you're noticing about the shift. Thank you so much, Phil, for coming on the show. It's always, we always clear so much energy together, and I really appreciate that. So thank you very much. And this is Colette Marie Stephan. Thank you, Phil. And we will be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. We'll see. We'll talk with everybody then. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Let me introduce you to my friends at Galeos Dressings and Marinades. In 1996, in Newport Beach, California, Chefs Andre and Gordana, both schooled in European traditions, created the most incredible dressings and marinades. But they're not just dressings and marinades. Think about this. What if you could buy a dressing and a marinade that was low in fat, low in sugar, and by the way, had all of the juicy ingredients? No MSGs, no gluten, GMO-free, no artificial flavors, no colors or preservatives. Isn't it amazing? It's almost too good to be true. But find out for yourself. Go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. And check out all of the dressings, all of the marinades, and order online for getting yourself free shipping. Or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. It is an incredible way to kick off this fall season.